It is Memorial Day weekend, a time to remember and honor our fallen veterans. Michael Clements is Portage County Veteran Service Officer. There are several events taking place over the weekend. What are some of those events?
Well, the various veterans organizations of Portage County are holding events throughout the whole community. In Stevens Point, one of the main ceremonies is at 10:15 a.m. at Piffner Park. Most of the veteran service organizations of Portage County will be doing a Memorial Day observance ceremony there. The Stevens Point City Band will be playing, and there will be three speakers. Mr. John Black is going to be the MC for that event. And all the auxiliaries and the veterans service organizations will be present.
Is the service at Piffner Park the only one this weekend?
No, there are other events going on throughout the community. The BFW Plover Post 10262 starts their day out at 8 a.m. at McDill Cemetery, and their rifle squad goes on to the Liberty Corner, Main Cemetery, Korean War Memorial, Restlawn Cemetery, Meehan Cemetery, St. Bronze Cemetery, Plover Cemetery, and concluding at 11 a.m. at the Village Memorial. The AMVETS post number 1051 is going to be doing a observance ceremony at Harmony Living Center on May 23rd, which is Friday. On Monday, they will be at Piffner Park as well at 10:15 a.m., and their honor guard will be present. Their honor guard will also go to Oak Ridge Senior Living in Stevens Point and present honors at 1 p.m. Pope John Paul II Post 185 of the Polish Legion of American Veterans will be holding a Veterans Memorial Mass at Sacred Heart Church in Polonia starting at 7:30 a.m. on May 25th, followed by a program at their memorial across from the school. The Mass is followed by a wreath-laying ceremony at the Parish Cemetery. There's an honor guard ceremony at 9:30 a.m. on May 26th at the Casimir Pulaski Monument on Main Street in Stevens Point. The honor guard will then travel to Piffner Pioneer Park and will take part in that ceremony at 10:15 a.m. at Piffner Park.
Plenty of activities to check out this weekend and on various days, not just on Monday then.
That's correct. One thing I'd like to say, though, as we go through the Memorial Day weekend, we should always keep in mind the purpose of Memorial Day. It's not just another day off. It's just not another day to cook hot dogs and hamburgers on the grill. But the real purpose is to remember our war dead and honor our war dead. So I would like people to keep in mind, visit a cemetery, look at the veterans' graves, and honor our war dead.
Another thing that we need to keep in mind is that a lot of what they've called the greatest generation, the World War II veterans, a lot of them are going and a lot of them have already left us. And we're getting into the older generation being the Korean and Vietnam veterans. And a lot of them are really going quickly, aren't they?
Yes, you're correct. The World War II greatest generation, those veterans are passing at a very quick rate. And the Korean War veteran and the Vietnam veteran are the older veterans now for the most part. And we have a new generation of veterans who have fought the War on Terror starting in 2001. And we've lost a lot of service personnel to that war as well. And they should be honored for their sacrifice.
Let's change topics here. Lately, there's been a lot of controversy about the Veterans Administration. Now, as the county service officer, you get to see vets come through the door every day, need some help or looking for some guidance to do veterans benefits. What are the people telling you as they come in about the VA services?
Well, one hates to generalize, but the feeling I'm getting from the veterans is they're very concerned about their quality of health, the timeliness of care, and what I'm mainly hearing is they would like to see some kind of accountability up through the chain of command. And that's what they're concerned with, that people who may or may have done something, that they are held accountable for their actions.
As we've heard about the priority list and we've heard about people getting put off on appointments, are you aware of any of your clients coming through the door that have been put off by these practices?
I do not have any of the veterans that I serve under that set of circumstances as we speak. There are no veterans that I serve or their families where a veteran has passed away waiting to get treatment at a VA facility. In our area, the VA really does a very good job of getting veterans in on a timely manner for the most part to their initial appointments and getting them follow-on care. So the VA in our area, I think, has been providing very good care.
Any room for improvement?
Well, anything's could have improvement. But I would say, as a general rule, the veterans that I speak to are happy with the respect they receive when they go to a VA, and they're happy with the quality of care. Obviously, we all want what we want when we want on our own time frame, and that's not always going to happen. But generally, I would say the veterans tell me that they're happy with the quality of care.